next item is old business. We have one item of old business tonight, gentlemen, and that would be conditional use number 1702, Shiloh House of Hope.
Mr. Chairman, and this is an emotionally charged matter for the benefit of everyone who's been involved, both for and against conditional use 1702, Shiloh House of Hope. It's important that everyone understands that the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission role in this case is to make decisions and recommendations based on land use issues. It is not our role to decide pro or con on the matters of the program being proposed, the need for the program, let alone the various parties' intentions. As such, the Planning and Zoning Commission is here tonight to make a recommendation to the County Council based upon land use issues put before it during the public hearing, along with the voluminous materials and considerable letters and petitions that were submitted prior to and at the public hearing. Our recommendation to County Council, therefore, should not be construed as support for or against the program being proposed by the Shiloh House of Hope. Instead, our recommendation is based on appropriate land use issues. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 1702 for Shiloh House of Hope based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the project does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote the orderly growth of the county, and because the project is not in a development district established by the Sussex County Land Use Plan. Two, the project is not consistent with the purpose of the low-density area established by the Comprehensive Land Use Plan, which is designed to protect agricultural lands while allowing low-density single-family residential housing and commercial uses that are normally compatible with residential uses. Three, the low-density area also seeks to prevent untimely scattering of urban uses such as what is proposed. The plan directs these types of uses to areas planned for sufficient extension of public services, and public services are not planned to be extended to this area. Four, a use such as this is better suited to be located either in or close to municipal or town centers where adequate infrastructure such as police, emergency medical services, and fire response is nearby. Five, although the applicant stated that the intended use is very specific and limited, there are other locations within municipalities or town centers that are better suited for the intended use. Six, although the applicant presented a very specific and limited program to be associated with this use on the property, the county does not have the mechanism in place with the resources available to ensure that the proposed conditions offered by the applicant can be complied with as the program evolves. This project is not consistent with the character of the surrounding properties, which are sparsely located single-family homes and farms. The intense residential treatment program requested by the applicant is not compatible with these surrounding areas. The application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and welfare of the surrounding rural neighborhood and farming community. Significant opposition from residents in the immediate vicinity appeared in opposition to the proposed use and submitted petitions and letters in opposition. The opposition expressed concerns concerning their health, safety, and welfare as a result of the use in the neighborhood, and also how such a use would be fundamentally inconsistent with the surrounding rural agricultural area. That serves my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Before we vote, does anyone else wish to discuss, comment? There being none, we'll call for the question. It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use 1702 Shiloh House of Hope for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.